A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, we shine a light on the terrific open-air theatre in Regent's Park that showcases three main shows every year. We delve into some of those, including a review of The Secret Garden that has an audio-described performance, AD, on Saturday the 20th of July, a preview of Fiddler on the Roof that has an AD performance on Saturday the 31st of August, and we give an insight of the Touch Store and AD experience at the venue. The Regent Parks Theatre is a 15-minute walk from Baker Street Tube Station and is a glorious outdoor venue with woodland and greenery around and has an impressive capacity of 1,304 seats and is a delightful space with large bar and seating area, picnic area and food options that range from snacks and sandwiches to fresh pizza, burgers and fries. They really do care about inclusivity and making all productions equal for all, offering relaxed, BSL and of course audio-described performances and touch stores. The front of house team are warm and welcoming and will help and assist in any way they can. So if you ever have a question, need any help or would like to feedback, always approach a member of the team. As you enter the venue, the box office is directly in front of you, with the toilet, picnic area and burger bar on your left, and main bar, pizza oven, seating and entrances to the auditorium on your right. The current production, Secret Garden, the classic story by Frances Hodgson Burnett, adapted by Holly Robinson and Hannah Hamali Howard, is 2 hours and 35 minutes including a 20-minute interval, and is on until the 20th of July. It's audio described that day during the matinee, and has evening performances at 7:45pm and matinees at 2:15pm. It's a simple tale about 10-year-old Mary sent to live with her bitter uncle in a large mansion in Yorkshire after her parents are wiped out by cholera in India. And what follows is an exploration of how she changes from a brat into a princess and puts her spoiled ill cousin Colin in his place and transforms him through their discovery of the secret garden. It's an enchanting version that merges two cultures together, full of positive representations and a feel-good ending where everything all comes together and turns out well. It's staged with flair and invention, where the ensemble cast, a mixture of British and Indian characters, narrate the story in between dramatic sequences, where the story is brought to life with the use of clever sets and simple solutions like puppets of animals created using items of clothing and colourful ribbons and paper chains used to imagine a garden in full bloom. As you take your seat, the stage is concealed by a large rustic orange brick wall with double doors in the centre and single doors on either side, with multiple openings in the walls containing candles that often flicker throughout the play. As the play unfolds, this moves further back to allow the action and various props and swing sets like movable door frames for the house and flowerbed trolleys for the garden to create different locations. In front of the stage is a long, three-tier soil bed section with various objects and candles scattered, including pieces of chairs, utensils, and a ceramic Indian elephant. It's an interesting presentation that pulls you in from the opening moments and keeps you engaged till the very end, with very strong performances from the ensemble, and it comes highly recommended. It runs until July the 20th and has an audio-described performance that afternoon at 2:15pm. Touch stores and AD at the venue are first rate and are always a fabulous experience, working with Vocalize to provide a high quality service, as it was for previous show 12th Night that had a fabulous touch store offering and the opportunity to go on stage, meet the team, touch and feel aspects of the production like sets and costumes, and ask questions along the way, facilitated brilliantly by an attentive front of house team. Then the description through the in-ear headsets available details all of the visual elements coming to life on stage in an informative and entertaining manner. The next show coming up will be the much anticipated Fiddler on the Roof, which runs from the 27th of July till the 21st of September, with an audio described performance on Saturday the 31st of August 2024 at 2:15pm, with evening performances at 7:45pm. This runs for approximately 2.5 hours with a 20-minute interval. It's 1905 in the tiny village of Anatebka, where a Jewish milkman lives his life by their proud traditions. For his five daughters, that means a visit from the matchmaker. But as each daughter challenges his beliefs against the backdrop of a changing world, can he hold on to his roots, or must he bend to the will of his children and learn to embrace the unfamiliar? This new production revisits this classic musical of joy, revolution, and community with an exuberant celebration of love and life, and features some well-known classic songs. To book tickets or for access inquiries, you can call the box office on 0333 400 3562 or email boxoffice@openairtheatre.com, or for further listings and access information, visit openairtheatre.com. To find out what has been audio described in London and across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.